I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Oh, hey, chickens. It's the fabulous Adam Richard. I'm finally getting to the end of Spyfall, the first Jodie Whittaker episode from season 12. Here we go. All right, so we're about to head into Daniel Barton's aircraft hangar. That's Lenny Henry. I say that every time I mention him. anyway, the Dr. Sonics open the aircraft hangar, like you do, and they're sneaking around a bunch of private planes, little, you know, private jets. And then they see that Daniel is getting on a huge passenger jet. Well, it's not huge. It's like a, you know, a small one, you know, the one that goes from Melbourne to Sydney. I had a friend who used to fly planes. I mean, I think he still does fly planes. I mean, he wouldn't now. There's not many planes going. But yeah, he said that the trip from Melbourne to Sydney was so boring as a pilot. They used to call it the shark run because they just look out the window and see if they could see sharks. Yep, shark patrol. and he used to also, he worked at the radio station sometimes doing the paneling, like, you know, pressing the buttons for when you're on air, and he said that was way more stressful than flying a plane, which is a concern. like, I want you really focused on this plane flying. don't be focused on whether you're doing a decent interview with me and Kelly Clarkson. Anyway, they chase after that plane as it starts taxiing down the runway. And the Dr. Sonics the back, and like the flap opens at the back, like the cargo section at the back of the plane. And they all start trying to jump in. Daniel's at the front, he's doing checks, talking to the, you know, control center people. What are they called? I don't know. We just had a whole six episodes of plane business in the Faceless Ones, and I can't remember what they're called. You know, the radar people. they've got a name. I want to call them Mission Control, but that's like astronauts, so that's not what they are. Anyway, up there in the tower, he's talking to them. We don't even see them. I don't know why I'm so fixated on not knowing their names. Is this it? Is this when you, like, because I'm starting to get old now, I'm forgetting all of the names for things. I'm sure if I looked it up, I'd be fine. But that's not how this podcast works. I just see what's in my head. And that's not in there. Instead, I found all these other things. So they're jumping on board and O's nearly not going to make it. And the doctor's like, I have to close it. And so he just gets on. And O's like, oh, sorry, I've never been good at sprinting. She's like, really? Never been good at sprinting? Uh-oh. The doctor's like, I read your file. Like, you are a champion sprinter. And he's like, all right, got me. Well done. And then he says, look out the window. And outside the window is his house from the outback flying along, like the Wicked Witch of the West, like Dorothy's house in the Wizard of Oz. And he says, come on, Doctor, catch up. And she's like, oh! And he says... And he's like, that's why I chose that name, because I wanted to hear you go like that. He's like, I did say look for the spy master, or should I say spy master? He says master, because he's got an accent. She says, you can't be. And he goes, I'm her best enemy. Call me master. And she's like, I met O. Like, he was a person. He's like, oh, yeah. I keep him right here next to my heart, and pulls out a matchbox, and he's got a shrunken O in it. The tissue compression eliminator still works. The doctor runs up to the cockpit, and Daniel Barton, Lenny Henry. Oh my God, I did it again. Daniel Barton is gone. And there's just a bomb there in the chair. And the master's like, it's got a short fuse. He's like, I can relate. And she's trying to sonic it. And he just has like a weird screeching moment where he's like, it's sonic proof. Do you think I wouldn't think that you would do that? He is a little bit emotionally strangled, this poor master. he says there's no parachutes on the plane. He's made sure there's none. And the master goes, stick with me, Yaz. I control everything, even these guys. And then the glowing creatures appear. And the doctor's like in the cockpit, and she's looking at the bomb. She's like, I can't do it. She's like, quick, get away. So they run back into the cabin, and the bomb goes off. It just blows up a bit of the cockpit, obviously. And then the plane starts plummeting. And the master, like, comes right up close to the doctor and says, in the moment before you die, I want you to know that everything you think you know is a lie. And he's like, got you. And then, pshaw, he disappears. The doctor is also sucked into the white light when he presses a button. So Graham and Ryan and Yaz are plummeting towards the earth in the plane, and the doctor is alone in that weird realm where Yaz was earlier, with all the dog hairs sticking up, like the great big tubes going up into nowhere. And the camera's just, again, like it was with Yaz, pulling back to reveal she's completely alone and she's not okay about it. And look, the music is quite exciting, and then it's the end of the episode. Oh my God, I don't remember this being so long. I mean, sure, I've taken like almost an entire hour to talk about it, but that's my fault because I got distracted. Is it over an hour long? Like, it's like so much happens. Like, it is chock-a-block, this episode, this spot. And it's only part one. Like, while I was watching it, I kept thinking, oh, they must go to the casino in the next one, because there's heaps has happened by now. Like, maybe the casino. No. They're still going to the casino. They're playing. Oh, that's right. Like, I forgot that the master revealing himself was at the end, was the cliffhanger of the episode. And there's a whole other episode with a whole bunch of other craziness about to happen. So, yeah, I kept thinking while this episode was happening, I was like, oh, man, they've already done, like, that's happened and that's happened. Like, how are they fitting all this in? Like, there's a lot jammed into one episode. And it's all fun. It's all fun and exciting and silly and... like, what a great kind of season opener. I love how stupid it is. I mean, this is the thing. Like, it's not kind of... it's got a touch of the Mandalorian thing to it where I feel like there's no second level. Like, it's just all up here on the surface. It's all fun. Silly. There's, you know, the weird moment where they're talking about the cyberbullying and stuff and... but, you know, it's a pastiche of spy movies. They often don't have a second level either. I mean, I kind of liked that the fact that it was like, you know, alien spies, we're going to go to a casino because we're doing spy business. and the weird Men in Black thing where they're just all standing around looking quite obvious. And we got like a little bit of, you know, background on what's happening with Ryan and his mates and Graham's illness and Yaz and her family. Like, so much is jammed in. Like, I can't believe how much was jammed into this episode. Like, it's, yeah. It's weird knowing that O is the master all the way through, and trying to look for him and his reactions to things. Like when he goes into the TARDIS and says, oh, that's ridiculous. It's almost like originally it was like he was excited because he had never seen anything like that before. But now it feels like, oh, that's ridiculous. Like, of course your TARDIS is stupid. Like, what have you done? What's all this crystal weirdness? Yeah, I really like it. I love Sacha Dhawan. I think he's a great, great actor. And I love the moment when he turns and gets all excited and he's clapping and carrying on. And then he's malicious and it's so much fun. Anyway, I'll probably head off to Star Trek for the next one. But then, there's a part two of this. Oh my God, this is going to fall weeks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.